Yeah.
The house you lived in, how did you keep, you had a wood stove, right? Or did you ever have a fireplace?
We never had a fireplace. We had an old wood stove. We used to go outside and cut the wood, gather up the dead trees, limbs. Daddy would cut down with a cross cut, so we were too small to cover. We'd sit on the log, so it wouldn't tilt over while they were cutting the log, him and my brother, my oldest brother. And that's what we'd burn in that stove, strictly wood.
Yeah. Did you have something that you started with?
Well, they little kindles, you would see, little scraps of this and that, put it together.
Yeah. Okay. Now the smoke went out through the...
It had a small, you could say it's a chimney, but it was small. We had wood stove had some pipes going up in it, and they had a little chimney going through the roof, and the pipe would fit in one little hole in it, so the smoke would go up.
Did you have a room up underneath the roof, or... What would you call a room up underneath the roof? You ever seen those here? Never.
A room? Okay. You mean like a two-story building?
Yeah.
No, we had a one-story building. One-story house.
It was built up on?
Yeah, 4 feet off the ground on some regular... Well, they used to pick up posts on the beach. They used to drift in during the springtime of the year. And the lumber would float into the beach.
Yes, sir.
And they would pick that up and fix the house, Everybody helped in those days. If you needed repairs on your house, everybody in the neighborhood would help. Today they would help my daddy. Next week when he was finished, my daddy would go help them, and that's how they always pitched in.
Yeah.
And help each other. It's not like it is today, because then you didn't need no lock on the house. We never had a lock. We were hungry, you'd go to the next door neighbor, food was on the table, you ate and you left. You could have left a $5 bill on the table, you'd never touch it. You better. Because nobody had a key. Nobody had no such a thing as keys or locked house. So we just left, they opened. You have no air conditioning, so the house was left open. Some of them had screens, not too many, because they couldn't afford them. They were just left open. They used to wash their dishes, usually on the kitchen. They'd make a little platform extending outside one of the windows. And they'd wash the dishes and all on there in a regular pan.
Yeah.
And then, just put it out to dry. That was
nice. How'd they get the soap off them, maybe?
Well, they'd rinse them out. Pour water on there and just rinse it out and let it out to dry. You see, use that old octagon soap. I don't know if they still sell it today, but that was the type of soap that I grew up with. Oh, rust up. Old octagon, it would smell like, man. Half out of lye, you can eat your hand when you wash too many times.
Yes.
That live boy came into view. Live boy soap?
Yeah.
Everybody thought that he was a live boy. It smelled it already.
Okay, what would y'all dry off with? You have...
You mean, like you take a bath?
Yeah.
You take a bath in a tub. Or in a number three tub, they call it. You've seen them. That's how you bathe. You have to take, and sometimes you have to put two kids in one tub of water, because you had to, our water system was cisterns. Or a wooden cistern. Well, that's the only water system. Then you have to depend on Mother Nature to get. The rain would fall every so often, so you wouldn't run out of water.
Uh-huh.
Or you go swimming in the Gulf. The older one used to go swimming in the Gulf. But you didn't take a bath with all that juice they put in the water today. My wife's out cosmetic as a reason I say that. Times were rough. I seen me and my brothers and sisters eat sweet potatoes. It was sweet potatoes. Bake that in the oven. Just bake that in there, and they would milk the cows and warm milk with sweet potatoes. That was a meal. That was a delicacy. But you eat that 3 times a week besides mullet.
It's a good thing you can laugh about that.
Yeah, well, I think about it. I think about those things and see how it is now and how it was in those days. And I was where you come from in the family.
What would you have in the house to sit in? You'd have a
wooden benches. No wooden table that didn't make out of driftwood coming in from the Gulf. Find a piece of wood here, a piece of wood there, make a table. You lay the oil cloth what they bought and put on top of the wood, and you'll make it look halfway right. And then you had wooden benches or wooden chairs that the old time